From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. How are you going? After the solemnity and reflection of Anzac Day, it is important to recover the sense of normality. This is important as when we commemorate the efforts of others, it is the lifestyle and the freedoms we enjoy that they put themselves out there for. The backyard barbecue and the yarn over the fence can all be both a remembrance of the times of war and a refreshing event in the spirit of the song, We Are Australia. So how are you going? As people share the distant experience of being shut down, they're also finding ways to engage and chase after the things that are engaging. We've heard that in the US there have been remote exams conducted by volunteer examiners, VEs. Also in the UK, remote exams are being conducted within the rules of the testing authority, the RSGB. And as we have heard, two local VEs, Lee Moyle and Oscar Reyes, supervised a remote assessment under the AMC rules. This indicates the level of enthusiasm that is being experienced. And I've also heard that the demand for the Foundation Manual is the greatest it has been. Now, if we remember the definition of the amateur radio service, it states that it is for self-training, etc. Another area of training in the electronic arts has been community TV and radio. Whilst community radio has a firmly established place on the dial and in the hearts of its listeners, the situation of community TV has been largely up in the air since 2014, when the then Communications Minister Turnbull announced a strategy to have the stations migrate to internet streaming. Since then, community TV stations have disappeared from most venues except for Melbourne, C31, and Adelaide, C44. In March this year, the current incumbent of the communications portfolio, Paul Fletcher, has advised these two remaining community TV stations that their free-to-air licences will not be renewed. This is a blow and marks the possible end of a training resource for the broadcast industry, which has no counterpart except for commercial academies. The people who have entered and made careers from work and training in community radio and TV, this is worrying and confusing. Perhaps it is not too late to have the decision reversed. As Minister Turnbull was told back in 2014, the techniques for broadcasting live to air are different to those for streaming. This is true. We as hobbyists in the electronics fields should be concerned that opportunities for training in specific areas are being removed and not just changing as technology advances. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.